All right, good morning. I really love that song, and I think it's perfect for this morning because that's kind of what we're talking about, right? Today we're celebrating our seniors, we're celebrating those that are graduating. And so this idea of God is making new things, he's doing something new, fits really well with this idea of you're graduating into something new. One of the things that I also love about the song is that it notes the fact that God has woven into the universe, woven into creation, this idea that new things usually come out of old things and new living things come out of dead things. And so you think about graduating and moving on to something new. In a way, you're kind of moving on from an old thing into a new thing. And there has to be this separation, this end from an old thing into a new thing. And so I'll talk a little bit more about that later. I'm not going to now because we've got a lot to cover today. Today will be a little bit different, and I have an extremely loose idea of the way this is going to work out this morning. But we'll get through this. If you are one of the graduating high school students and you are here, go ahead and stand up so that we can recognize you. Katie, Hannah, Lily, Olivia, Kyra. All right, that's it. All right, you guys have to stay standing the rest of the time. So if you are gonna be speaking on behalf of one of them, so I think we've got somebody that's speaking on behalf of each of those, go ahead and come up on this front row so that you can be ready in a second when I call you up. So if you're speaking for one of your seniors, go ahead and come on up here to the front row. Make sure we got, all right. All right, so in a second I'm gonna have them speak for, 5 minutes or under. About their graduate that they're representing. After that, I'll give a short talk, kind of directed to our graduates, but also open for everybody. I think it's a useful comment for everybody also. And then we have a video, which is, I'm not gonna lie, a little bit long, so that's why we're gonna keep it a little bit short up until then. And then I hope that everybody is intending to stay for lunch. Again, it's a fundraiser for Work Camp, but even if you can't donate, we hope that you come stay just to celebrate with our seniors. If for some reason you can't stay but you're wanting to donate on the other side, we do have a box that's out there that you can drop those into or give it to us. So I will go ahead and pass it over. It doesn't matter to me if we just wanna start here and kind of go this way. That makes sense. So Greg, you'll be up first. You can use this mic. All right.
Thank you. I was supposed to announce that Lily's graduation party is going to be June 18th. We are very proud of Lily, and it's just amazing. I can't believe she's graduating this early. I'm either getting old very fast or she's growing up very fast. One or the other is really happening quick. But it's just been an amazing time for Darlene and I. You know, when we first became grandparents to Lily May, it was in 1997. And, you know, we felt it was God's gift for growing old. I mean, we really look forward to being grandparents. You know, it's just something great. And, you know, one of our greatest joys that I ever had was being able to baptize Lily into Christ. And, you know, I'd taken her to Guyana and many places like that. She helped us with mission trips. But, you know, but when she became a Christian, that was just a powerful, powerful time in my life. She was a very great blessing to her mom and dad, Christina and Terry. And as they watched her grow into a smart and independent and headstrong but loving child of God, Terry and Christina said they could have not asked for a better child. Lily, your parents, your grandparents, your great-grandparents, your aunts and uncles, and your cousins all wish you great success on your way to the Navy and wherever you ever your life leads you. And we will miss having you around, and we love you very much.
Good morning. A couple different things. One, we'll try and get through this fast because Olivia requested one thing from me, and that was I didn't go too long. So start off with my son, Zach. Zach graduated from Bowling Green this past week. My hat is off to you, my friend. I love you. I am proud of you. He made it through in 4 years, made honors. So my hat's off, Zach. Congratulations. Second, I want to give a shout out to my second son, Adam Edwards, back here. He graduated from Bowling Green as well. My hat is off to you as well, my friend. We love you. We're proud of you. And you've been a blessing to our family as well. So thank you for that. Congratulations. And now, my beautiful little girl. She's not little anymore. She is absolutely gorgeous. She gets her good looks from her mother. And we're proud of that as well. She's got a little bit of, Wanda mentioned to me earlier, wherever you're at, Wanda, thank you, God bless you, that the sons and the boys had a little bit of orniness in her. Olivia has as well, and she got it from me. So she does get it honestly. She does get her good looks from her mother. She's got a sense of humor that is unbelievable. Her creativity, and I'll pick on Lily for a second, wherever you're at, Lily. Good morning. So she comes home Friday night. I'm going to tell a quick story, and then we'll get out of here. But she comes home Friday night. Well, she calls and wants to open the door because she's covered in paint. She happens to go to Lily's house. And for some reason, somebody had a great idea of having a paint war. And I don't know what you guys look like, but I know when Olivia walked through the door, she was head to toe covered in paint. So she has a spunk to her. She is absolutely loves to have life and enjoy life. I love you, Olivia. Your creativity, if you ever had the opportunity to see any of the cakes or anything that she's made, her creative genius, I have no idea where she got, because it's not from me. If I try and draw something, it's a stick person. You ask her to draw something, and she's got plaques on her walls and pictures, and she's extremely creative. Last but not least is her heart. Olivia has got a heart of gold. You're just a great kid. I'm proud of you, and I love you. So, that's all.
Morning. I'm Melissa, Katie Saltz's mom. I was thinking a lot about what I would say today because I didn't want to embarrass Kate. She's already embarrassed. And I remembered when she took her driving test and I was hiding behind the tree and she was doing her maneuverability. And I was giving my husband a play-by-play on the cell phone about how she probably shouldn't pass and I don't think she's ever parked right and that the cute little round lady testing her would probably be nice. And then I realized the Bluetooth had picked up in the car that she was testing in. I think the lady passed her because she thought, oh, dear Lord, this kid has got it rough. So needless to say, nothing I say today could be as embarrassing as that moment for Katie. So I'm really proud of Katie for a lot of reasons. I think that as we've approached graduation, she's thought maybe a little bit too much about the things that, you know, she didn't have the perfect SAT score or the acceptance to a faraway exotic college. But I started thinking about this, and there's a lot of things that Katie does have, and a lot of reasons why we're proud of her, and a lot of reasons why she should really be proud of herself. She has amazing determination. Her journey through school wasn't always easy. There were times when she could have given up, times that I know she wanted to give up, but she didn't. And no matter how hard it got, she persevered. She kept at it when really, frankly, a lot of us probably would have quit. I probably would have quit. So I'm proud of her for her determination and her winning spirit. I love that she sees the world differently. I'm proud that she learned how to embrace this. And as you go to the luncheon today, you'll see some of her photos. She's learned to see photography through her uniqueness, and she's gotten really good at it. Her school yearbook this year is going to be filled with pictures that Katie took from a million events, and she was featured in her school gallery hop for her photography, so we're really proud of that. As parents, we all want our children to show compassion, and Katie naturally cares deeply for her friends and her classmates, and I wanted to put in there, like, most times. We all have those moments with our kids. But she joined the Key Club at school, and you'll see that she's got a silver cord for it from her graduation. It focuses on giving back to the community. And so through Key Club and with her activities in the church, she's really given back. Key Club allowed her to plan a lot of events for the community. Most recently, we were driving to school, and she was talking about a child that had been lost from her class. He'd gotten sick, and they lost him. And she came up with the idea to coordinate planting a tree in his honor, and she took that upon herself to coordinate all of that. And I know that meant a lot to the family. She also regularly works with special needs children in her school. She has an internship with them, and she connects with them so deeply. And I'm really proud of the way she's learned to give back. See, Kate, it's not so bad. You're not looking at me, but it's not so bad. Katie doesn't know this, but she's really courageous, and she doesn't have a clear path yet for her future. She doesn't know when or if she's going to go to school or what she's going to study, and that's okay. I think it takes real courage to go down a different path, to forge your own story, to break from what's expected, and so I admire that about her. She's definitely grown into a wonderful young lady with a bright future. I do have to say, though, in this group, we haven't done this alone. They say it takes a village to raise your children, and I definitely believe that. And I also believe that this community here has been her village. I'll never forget when Erin came to me and we were talking, and she said, we've got this youth group thing, and I think Katie might really benefit from it. And from that day forward, you guys have all embraced Katie. You really made her realize what her talents were. You made her feel welcome. Justin and Joy, you have been life mentors to her. Strong role models that helped her through all of her challenges in way cooler ways than I would have ever been able to do it. So thank you. So we're really blessed to be part of this community. And so as we celebrated her graduation last night and wanted to dive right out of there in case they redid the math, we were thinking of you and know that you were celebrating with us. So thank you. I appreciate it.
Come on.
This is our last chance to embarrass you.
No, there'll be plenty more. Just make a little sandwich out of her. When I remember, you know, I guess if we have a theme this morning, it's encouragement to, you know, people with little kids or first-time parents or whatever. You think that you're going to screw it up, and you know, I remember standing in the, this is my sob moment, okay, you know, we brought her home from the hospital, this little bologna loaf that we didn't really know what to do with, and you know, a couple nights in, just standing there in the doorway of her room, just being absolutely overwhelmed with all the potential responsibility, and oh, you know, it was just, and you're really, I mean, terrified that you're going to screw it up somehow, that, you know, you're going to mess this person up for the rest of your life. And we probably did. but unless you, like, intentionally set out to really mess them, they turn out okay. It's going to be all right. So, you know, take encouragement from that, whatever you can. But we're definitely proud of Hannah, you know, that she's got a lot of talent and abilities, and those are yet to be explored and exploited, I don't know, whatever. But I guess as a parent, one of the things that I'm really proud of, it's hard for us to see it sometimes because she fights a lot with her siblings and is, you know the way kids are. But when I see her out among her friends and other people, she just has this servant heart. And it makes me happy.
Yeah, she was our experiment, our guinea pig. So thank you, Hannah. You being our firstborn, I know you get upset with us sometimes because it's not fair. You let them do this and not me, and I'm sorry. But I'm just so proud of her. And You have to check out her art portfolio over in the fellowship hall after church. You know that she's a great artist. I mean, but just she's just amazing. It blows my mind away. I thank God for her.
We love you.
Love you.
Love you too. Thank you.
Last but not least, I don't know where to begin. Kyra has been around now for 18 years. She turned 18 last Friday. And it's been a happy and joyous time for us. I remember we brought her home from the hospital. When she first went home, we didn't know exactly. That was the second grandkid we took home. And she was very unique from the beginning. We noticed that when she could go down the stairs at our house, we had 17 steps, and she could get down them as fast as you could run down. And that was very unique out of all the kids we've been around at a few months. You know, going down about 8 or 9 months, she's going down the stairs like that. It was just so unique. I said, something's going to happen to that child one day. She's going to tumble on her and roll on her head and hit the wall. Never happened. But we expected it any moment. And I always said to Sharon, I said, it's frightening to see her. I said, stand down at the bottom of the stairs. I said, because one day she's going to have a big spill and it's going to be tragic. But it never happened. If anything, we probably were the ones that were more in danger than she was. But she's been a very, very good and very, well, not necessarily a favorite, but we try not to make favorites out of grands for various reasons. But she has been one of our grands. Bria is the oldest. She's going far, and I hope Kyra would be one of those that would go far. She wants to be a psychologist. Now, I want to just say a few words about that. She has a gift of gab, as you know, the one that's standing here looking at you. I guess you took that from her grandpa. And she loves to talk and write. She likes to write. I like to write myself. So I'm glad that those two attributes she has, and I'm sure that would take her far. But we are encouraging her to go on, and she wants to go to OSU, and she's going to start out in Newark, one of the remote campuses. So I'm just wishing, and Sharon had taken her down to, she took her down to Texas, and she looked at three colleges down there, and I was just saying, well, that might be better if she goes away and she can be out there and she can learn and grow up. Well, she decided not to do that. So she's been looking at several schools, and she finally, you know, these kids today, they're unpredictable. You think they have a goal, and you find out, and she decided all of a sudden, Grandpa. And while we're down in Florida, she says, I'm going to go to OSU. I said, when did you make that decision? She said, just recently. She says, I think that's going to be the place I want to go. She said, I didn't like Texas and other places she went. She said, I think I'm going to like it. I said, well, have you looked at OSU in New York? She said, well, no. I said, well, how do you know if you're going to like that one as much as the ones down in Texas? Well, then she started talking about, well, it's going to grow on me. I said, well, we'll see. But she's got a unique personality. She's a people person. She likes to talk, and as I said, she likes to gossip with her friends. And but one thing she really likes, and that's money and clothes, fashions. Oh, my goodness. We went on vacation in Florida one year in 2006, and she was only about 8 years old. And she had, for 5 days we were down there, she had 13 pairs of shoes. 13 pairs of shoes. And I said, now, when she had them in a bag, and she started, being ex-military, we were so disciplined. I said, all right, you guys got to line up all your stuff, your shoes over here, your clothes over here. And when we saw how many pairs of shoes she had, I said, are you going to wear all those? She said, well, I got to change these a couple of times a day, Grandpa. But anyway, I just hope that she will go on. I'm sure she's going to be doing some good things in her life. Like I said, she loves, she has a great personality. She loves to be around people. A lot of things she's going to have to learn, and as we all did growing up. But we just wish her well and wish her all the best. We love you and all the family hear it in Texas. I wish you the best in your school days and your successes as you will endeavor and reach out for those in the future. Thank you very much.
Thanks. All right, and you will hear, if you come, if you're planning on staying for the lunch, you will hear a little bit more about each of them. I had them fill out a questionnaire, and so if you haven't given that to me yet, I need that before lunch. But I had them fill out a questionnaire just of some general information about some favorite memories, things they're looking forward to, and things like that. And so if you stay, you will get to hear a little bit more about them. We also have a gift that we'll give to each of those graduating. So those of you that are graduating, are you nervous at all about looking forward into the future, kind of leaving behind what you know, looking ahead? I think that that's normal. I think that as people, we tend to, we get nervous, we get anxious about the future. And you think about life, and life is full of changes. Life is full of transitions. It seems like when you get through one transition and that's finally resolved, then you get to a point where there's something else that comes along. It's another transition. You have to work through that, and you have to resolve that, and then when you do, it's something else. And so you think about this one, though, for you guys that are graduating. This is a really big one. This is kind of a shift. This is a transition from childhood to adulthood in a way. And so this is a really big transition for you. It's huge. But, and I know that that makes us nervous thinking about these big transitions, right? But there is encouragement because Romans chapter 5, verse 5, says this. It says that hope does not put us to shame. Or some versions say hope does not disappoint. Because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. So it says hope does not disappoint, which sounds really encouraging, right? That sounds great. And the only problem with it is, at least for me, is when I think about that, I realize there's been times that I have been disappointed. There's been things that I've hoped for, and I've still been disappointed at times. And I think that what Paul is getting at in Romans 5 and this idea of hope does not disappoint is kind of the difference between hoping and wishing. Do we have hope or do we have wishes? Because wishes really doesn't require much of anything except maybe a genie and a lamp, but I don't have one of those, and so wishes doesn't really require much, but hope, on the other hand, requires faith. Hope requires that we have faith. I mean, think about faith, then faith requires that we have preparation. Faith requires that we have work. Faith requires that we have challenges at times, and sometimes maybe even that we have suffering. And so Romans 5, before that point where it says that hope does not disappoint, it talks about this idea of suffering. And so I think at times there's even suffering involved with building your faith to have hope. And so I'm going to give some examples of some people in the Bible that I think that you see these points in their lives where maybe they dealt with suffering. These people who dealt with changes and transitions and new things and sometimes scary things. And in the end, they found the difference between wishing and hoping. And so I want to start with these guys, which a lot of you probably know. Their names were Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, right? So they're taken into Babylon. And at the very beginning, like I think chapter 3 of Daniel, you've got the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that they're eating at the king's table. They're eating with the king, and they're offered this Babylonian food. And for them as Jews, they realize that we can't eat this Babylonian food. We can't drink this Babylonian drink. We can't do these things. And so they didn't. But I think about for them, would anybody have really noticed? Because everybody else was doing it. I don't think people would have thought about the fact that they're eating a little food, drinking a little drink. I don't think anybody would have noticed. But then you move on through Daniel to the middle of Daniel, and you get to the story that a lot of us know, where you've got King Nebuchadnezzar who builds this huge statue, and they're all supposed to bow down to it, and you've got the whole nation in Babylon bowing down to this statue, but then you've got these three guys who refuse to bow down, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And I think that the picture I get is you've got this sea of people all bowing down, then you've got these three guys that stay standing. And I wonder if they would have had the faith, if they would have had the hope in God to be willing to stand up when everybody else is bowing down, if they hadn't prepared earlier and said, no, I'm not going to eat that. I'm not going to drink that. They had that preparation that built their faith to the point that they had hope that, yes, I'm going to stand when everybody else is bowing down. Next person I want to talk about is Abraham. We'll go back a little ways. We'll go back to Abraham. And the story of Abraham, and he's asked to sacrifice his son Isaac, which to us sounds crazy, but that's the thing that he's called to do. He's called to sacrifice his son. And we know the way this works out. We know that in the end, God stops him from going through. God stops him from sacrificing Isaac. But I imagine that as Abraham gets to this point and he knows he's about to do this, and you've got him building this altar. And so for me, I think about Abraham building this altar out of stone or wood and or a little bit of both. And you have him building this altar. And I have to wonder if with every stone that Abraham places into place to build this altar, that if every stone represented him building his faith, he's building this altar, but he's also building his faith with every little piece of this altar that he's putting together. And we know that it worked out. And we know that he was suffering with this idea of sacrificing his son. We know that he had to build his faith. And we know that he had hope that something was going to happen. I don't think that he ever would have wished, if we're talking about wishes and hopes, he never would have wished to have to sacrifice his son. But he had a hope that went beyond his wishes, and he had a hope that said, I know that it's going to be okay. And we move on a little bit and we talk about Noah, and we know the story of Noah. He builds this ark, and I think it's similar that I imagine Noah with every board that he puts into this ark, every piece of board, every slap of tar, everything that he puts into this, that with every piece he's building his faith, because for him, he wasn't expecting rain. They weren't expecting rain. They hadn't seen rain. They're in the middle of the desert, yet he continues to build this ark, and he puts hundreds of years into building this ark, and he, with every step of the way, he's building his faith. I don't think Noah ever would have wished that there was going to be this flood. I don't think he would have wished for this destruction, but he had a hope that said, I'm going to do this because I know that God will provide. And so as he puts this ark together, he's also building his faith. And the last one I want to talk about is David. And we know the story of David and Goliath. I don't think that David ever would have wished to have to take down a giant. I don't think he would have ever wished to have to put his life in danger, but he had a hope. And it says he went out and he found five stones. And so I imagine David picking up these stones and putting them in his satchel, I'm assuming. And I think that as he picks up the stones, he with each stone, he's picking it up and he's building his faith and he's making it stronger. And he gets to the point where he realizes that my hope is in God and I'm building this faith with every little piece that I have. And so I give you these examples of people for exactly that, as examples to show you that as you put your new life, for those of you that are graduating, you seniors, as you put your new life together, you do that piece by piece, much like building the altar stone by stone, or the ark board by board, or picking up your stones piece by piece. You're putting your new life together piece by piece. And as you do that, your faith is built. Your faith is built up stronger. And so yes, you can wish for success. You can wish for there not to be hardships. You can wish for what you want. And wishes, they do disappoint sometimes. But your hope is to be built on something more. Your hope is to be built on the pieces of your faith that come together ever so slowly sometimes. As you build this faith, you're building your hope. And your hope does not disappoint. And so you think about the fact that up until now, you've been prepped with these pieces, your family, your church family, your friends, all these people who have gotten you to this point where you are today, where you're now being launched into a new life. You've been prepped with those pieces. And now it's up to you to get to build. And with every step that you take from this point, your faith is built. And you find that hope truly does not disappoint. Wishes disappoint. People at times disappoint. Hope in God does not disappoint. And that's where your faith is. And so an encouragement for these ladies graduating, an encouragement for everybody that's here is that if at a point in this building process that you need support, we all need support. You know that you have this family to come back to, that when you get to a point where you're like, I don't know if I can do this anymore. I don't know if I can keep building this. I don't know. I'm worried about my faith. I'm worried about my hope. You have these people around you that you know you can count on. And so I want to say that if anybody is here today, who needs that? If you're at a point where you're building and you need any encouragement, you need any support, then this is going to be a good time to do that. The praise team is going to come up now, and we're going to sing this closing song. And if you need anything like that, then we ask that you'll let us know about that now. After we sing the song, go ahead and stay in here. Go and have a seat afterward, because we're going to show the video, and then I'll give some further instructions after the video. So let's go ahead and stand as we sing the song together. All right, again, congratulations. Thank you very much to everybody who came to celebrate. Thank you for those who spoke on behalf of the graduates. I'll give some more thanks to people once we move over there for food and everything. So I will go ahead and say a prayer for the food, and then we can move over. And if you go ahead, once you get in, go and have a seat. You have a menu that's sitting at your place. All you have to do is circle the things that you want, and one of the teens will come around, grab that, and hopefully bring the right food to the right person. So let's pray. God, we come to you. We're grateful for everything that you've done, the way that you've blessed us, the way that you care for us, the fact that you are a God who's close to us. God, we're grateful today for those who are graduating, those who are transitioning into a new stage of life. And God, I pray that you will continue to bless them, continue to watch over them, continue to care for them, and let them know that you are close and you do care. And God, I pray that they remember that they always have the support of this family here. I pray that as we go over and celebrate, that it's a good time of fellowship. God, bless the food. Thank you for the food and those who prepared it. God, I pray that as you bless us, you are honored and glorified and lifted up. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You're dismissed.